Good morning. Today is May 10th. It is a Sunday, and this is typically the day that we practice Sabbath. And I can't think if this was a good time or a really bad time to start a daily podcast. It's a habit that's hard to keep up with. But I think that the fruit of the discipline will be good. Today, I just wanted to do a quick episode because I was sitting down this morning. I just wrote some things out, and I figured that I would share them. First, I'm going to read from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As I was having my quiet time this morning, I usually spend the first 30 minutes in silence and solitude, and it's been making me feel weird lately. Normally I listen to a podcast, and so I kind of fill that silence and solitude up. I guess it's not real silence and solitude then, because it's not silent, definitely, because I'm listening to something. I don't really think that I've been practicing solitude, even though that's what I've been calling it. As I've begun to strip away some of the noise and commotion and activities and learning and begun to slow down, it has made me feel things that I think that I've been avoiding. And so I wrote this down this morning. In the quiet, you are near. In the stillness, you are near. When I drowned out the quietness, I replaced you with noise. When I refused to slow down, I couldn't see the beauty hiding in the trees. When I slow down, my heart grows heavy. When I turn down the noise, I feel lost. I haven't learned how to deal with my emotions. Draw me close to you. Let me know that you are here. It's your shadow that I cling to. Your shadow is all that I've seen. In the quiet, you are near. In the stillness, you are near. Let me rest my spirit in the stillness and quiet of your shadow. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on my side. Be quiet, my mind. My God, He will provide.